Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
Well, this morning we have the wonderful privilege of having a guest with us. We have lead pastor Matt Alexander from Fusion Church in Madison, Georgia. Matt, I believe you are the very first guest we've had on Real Momentum Podcast. I'm excited to have you, brother.
Wow, man. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. And it is a privilege to join you guys. And I look up to all you men and appreciate your impact, the impact how God's using you to help men win.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Go ahead. I cut you off.
You're a little bit slower there in Kentucky, I guess, the feed.
we are. Less teeth as well.
Hey, just real quick about Matt. Not only just a lead pastor, but also a great friend. He also serves on our board at Real Momentum and just helps us think through shepherding men and leading men. And so he's all in, and I praise God for that, not just in ministry, but life. And so when you get to hear him share today, I know that it's going to come from an authentic, you know, relationship with God, but also it impacts his family and church. It's not just words we're saying, it's a life that we're living. And I'm excited about hearing what he's got to share.
Yeah, I am too. I think I've known Matt now for, I guess this August will be a year, right? You came and led our men's summit here in Kentucky last August. And Matt, people are still talking about your sermon. I think I need those sermon notes on giving another man a drink of water. Mm-hmm. If you can send me those, I'll preach them as if they're mine, if you don't mind.
Hey, I'll be glad to send them to you. Ain't much to tote water, man. Tote water. Chop wood, tote water.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Yeah. Amen. And so I've known Matt, had the privilege of Matt coming here to preach our men's conference for us, did a phenomenal job, and had the wonderful privilege of being in your house of worship a couple months ago at your men's summit there in Georgia. And Matt, we know that how long have you been working with men, just in particular men's ministry and leading men?
Well, in a roundabout way, it started in 2001 at our home church, leading men and men's events. And, you know, so it's been a heart of mine for years and years. And, but it's just since 2019 that God arrested my heart to do things a little bit different in such a way to be strategic, to help men on the backside of an event. You know, we know how to gather men at an event. That's one thing that most churches are good at. But helping men in the area of discipleship and biblical manhood on the backside of the event, man, we're lousy at it. And so it takes great intentionality. And, you know, that's one thing I'm thankful for. Real Momentum is giving me a game plan, helping me process that, walk through it, and put a plan together to help men on the backside. So long time, since 2001.
Yeah. Yeah. That's longer than I've been alive, I think. Not quite. I wish, but. So you've been working with men for quite some time, obviously, and I got to see firsthand there at your church that you had the privilege of leading, how you're impacting men. Got to see lay leaders stand up, and that, I don't know if pastors realize how huge that is. A lot of churches don't have lay leaders, especially men, stepping up and leading as you do there at Fusion Church. And so with your context of always being around men and hosting events and leading men for quite some time now. Do you, just as first question for you, give us a word, maybe just one word that you would use to describe the state of men today?
And I've been hearing that question for years and years and years. And my answer to that really hadn't changed until just recently. I've always answered that question by saying passive. And I believe that men are no doubt passive, but what I'm realizing is that I feel like for me in our context and men in general, the word for me right now is under-challenged. Men in our culture are under-challenged, or not being called to a high biblical standard of leadership, leadership in the home, leadership in the workplace. And And most importantly, really, is the church. We've got a leadership vacuum in the church. And so, you know, society's lowered expectations for men, and this leaves them passive.
Right.
Instead of being bold and courageous. So they're under challenged in the home. You know, they're under challenged in the workplace. They're under challenged in the church. And what we've seen here in our church family is that when men are challenged, they rise up. They really do. And so just under challenged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just been around you several years now and just watching your shepherding heart. And I don't think there's ever been a time I've been around you in a setting like that where there's men in the area or in the, you know, I guess in the sound of our voices where you haven't really called for a next step. And I think that connects to that, you know, I think they want to know what the next step is. And, you know, the Promise Keepers movement was really good about gathering a lot of men, thousands of men in cities across America. But there was really no next step. And the local church didn't really own the next step. And the guy that attended those men's conferences with Promise Keepers really didn't know what to do next unless he got a book when he left the stadium that day. So I think, you know, the challenge, you know, that we see is the next step. You know, what is the next step? How does that look? And, you know, you've done some of that over the years. I know we got some questions to kind of get to that. So as we go through this, I think that's probably the takeaway of the podcast is going to be, you know, what are some good next steps that men can take? And as we go through this, I know you'll have a lot of things that you've been able to see happen and also some of the things that are not even worth trying. But it goes back to being intentional and relational and missional. And that's really how your process has looked over the years, you know, coming from a church planting mindset. So anything you want to speak to that before we kind of come through some other questions here?
Yeah. You know, I said it just a minute ago about these events, man. We can do an event, but for years we did events and had just a ginormous amount of men that would show up, and we'd see a lot of people place their faith in Christ by raising their hand, filling out a card, and then you follow up the next week to start going, knocking on doors and following up for discipleship. And I had zero men that were felt comfortable enough to even help another man win. Mm. So there was nothing going on that would build a man up to make disciples. And so we said, hey, for about 10 years, I didn't do anything. I said, I'm not doing anything else. I'm not going to do it again. You know, we did a video series here and there, and we'd have 20 or 30 guys show up for 6 weeks, and then we'd go back to doing nothing. So I said, I'm not going to do it again until I raise up men to help other men. We're just, man, it was a waste of time. In my opinion, I felt like it was a waste of time.
Yeah, we keep saying this every time we do this podcast, that was the method of Jesus, pouring in other men and raising up other men. And then you get to the New Testament. What do you see? You see men raising up men. You see the pastors and the saints equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. You see Paul and Corinthians and Galatians taking with him Titus and Timothy and Barnabas and unleashing men. That's just the way it works. That's the way we wanted to work in our checking account. We want a multiplication process with a whatever number we have in there, right? And that was a method of Jesus, and it's laid out for us, you know. But
I'll cut you off. We're so numbers driven.
We are.
We want the 1,000 men there. We want 2,000 men there. We want to, you know, in our culture, that's what success is built on. And so I've come to a point to where, give me one man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the year, if I've got one more man that's been built up, man, that's a win.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We do very good jobs at these big one-time events. I even had somebody come up to me Sunday and was talking about a wild game supper, how another church had it in another county here in Kentucky and how they had 500-600 men there. But all I heard was how many shotguns and rifles and bullets they gave away. And I'm all for that. I mean, I think it's great. You know, get them there.
Some of that myself.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amen. Amen. I mean, we did it at my last place I served at as pastor, and I got, I won the chainsaw they were giving away, but they drew my name and they put it right back in the hat and drew another name because they didn't feel like the pastor that was hosting it could win anything. And so
he shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
That's rigged, man.
Well, he shouldn't. I put one name in the hat just like everybody else did. All right. You know, it was casting the lots there that God was sovereign at looking over for me, but I had to buy my own chainsaw, needless to say. But you know, it was all about, let's see how many men we can get in the building. And I know you want to share the gospel there, but I've just come to find out, I do a poor job at it myself. Of we get visitor cards every week, and that assimilation process is poor and lacking. How do we follow up and make disciples that make disciples? And that's what healthy church growth is, right? But I don't know. I mean, I agree with you 100%. The state of manhood that is passive and unchallenged, as you said. And I think most people who have any sort of finger in the water on men's ministry would agree with that as well. But I when I was at your church, Matt, at Fusion, I saw something different than passive and unchallenged. I mean, I saw men stepping up, and so many men in your church spoke highly of you, and you may not even know that. So many men came up to me and talked to me that are in your church. So to get men that are passive and unchallenged to the point where I know you've been doing it for a long time, investing a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but what are some things you are doing that have helped those men? And what are some things that you have done that didn't work? I mean, I think Keith said some things that aren't worth trying. So just help us out a little bit, especially to our listeners. What are some things you're doing in your current ministry to reach men, to get them from that passive state to the unchallenged state to where they're actually actively serving in the church?
In 2019, I just came out of my, I was asleep, and I said, I can't, if I'm going to continue to pastor, I've got to make some changes because I don't have any help. I don't have men that are stepping up. And so we began to talk with Real Momentum, and Keith really helped me evaluate where we were at. And we made the decision to totally restructure our programming. And so one of the main things we're doing is we're doing a midweek recharge on Wednesday night where we have a meal, and then we break up men with men, women with women, children with children, and students with students. A lot of times we send our students in with the men and the women because they need to be taught these truths about biblical manhood, and then, women and that kind of thing. And so we made that big change. That's been huge because we're consistently teaching biblical manhood on an ongoing, every week basis. Another thing we did is a couple years ago, we helped start a Real Momentum network in our area. So we partnered with five other churches that are somewhat like-minded that want to help men win. And we do a once a quarter men's gathering. It's kind of like a one-night men's conference, if you will. Power-packed preaching, worship that just would dial into the hearts of men. And then we give them takeaways on the backside. Hey, this is where you can get plugged in. You can take a next step. So it's a good on-ramp for men to bring friends with them that may not be engaged in church. And certainly if they're not engaged in biblical manhood teaching, when they leave there that night, they've got an opportunity to take a next step somewhere at one of those five churches, and or tell them about a men's summit that's coming up or a what's at stake event or that kind of thing. So the Real Momentum Network, our men really look forward to that, and it's been really, really edifying. Another thing we do is we've started, since Sanctuary Hills has opened up, we've started hosting Real Momentum retreats. And so there at Keith's property, we started in October. We brought a group of men up, handpicked them. I handpicked 15 men. There were 17 of us went, handpicked 15 men in our church that were hungry.
Yeah.
And I handpicked them, gave them a personal invitation, a letter that I wrote to them, and invited them to go on this journey with me personally. And didn't open it up to the church. We went, every one of them that I invited, pretty much every one of them immediately said, yes, I'm in. And we spent that weekend there at Sanctuary Hills, and God did something supernatural that weekend. He created a brotherhood that, like, I've never been a part of. Huh. And so they've come back. We call that group Steelworkers, and we dialogue every single day through a text thread talking about what God's saying, what God's doing. Men are confessing sin on that text thread. They're holding each other accountable. They're praying for each other's families, and they're sharing what they're cooking on the smoker. You know, the privilege we have to eat good meat. Okay, so it's just been so good. Just had it last weekend at Sanctuary Hills. We had a group of women that took advantage of Sanctuary Hills and that property, and they had a retreat. Got another retreat coming up with 15 more leaders coming up weekend after next at Sanctuary Hills. So we want to utilize those resources to pour into men and women. So it's been really rich. Another thing, we just launched this past Saturday. We had a 3M event, what we called it: Men, Meat, and Manhood.
Amen. Amen. I like that. So
I have a good friend named Matt Goodman, who's a pit master. He's a competition barbecue guru, and we brought him in. He smoked some great breakfast for us. He did two barbecue classes. I did two sessions on biblical manhood, and it was a win-win. We ate what come off the smoker about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and they went home full, eager to go back and lead. So we've piloted that. It was a great success. And so Real Momentum was a sponsor of that event. So that's another thing that we've been doing. Another thing that's come about that we'll be launching churchwide the first Sunday night in April is a fireside chat. So we've been piloting these fireside chats since our Steelworkers event back in October with that group. And so we meet about once a month around a fire pit. And one of the guys in the group will bring a Devo of some type. One guy asked him if he would lead. He said yes. He's never spoke publicly. He came and knocked it out of the park, talked about sanctification, and just had prayer time around the fire pit after dark, and then we sent him home to go to bed, get ready for work next morning. So we'll be launching that churchwide the first Sunday night in April. We're inviting all of our men to take part. So we're going to gather on one piece of property, have multiple fire pits. We'll have a little bit of worship all together. It's just standing up. After that worship time, they'll go to a fire pit. And we'll have a facilitator that's going to walk through a Devo and a prayer time and discussion questions around that fire pit. And just to build community and to pour into men. And so,
You know what I hear you saying? I don't want to cut you off. Yeah. Go ahead and finish your last thought there.
Yeah, just want to create opportunities for men to invite other men into where they're getting challenged and where they're growing. Is what we're trying to do.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.